For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Reith. People who suffer from mental illness often have encounters with law enforcement that do not end well. A nationwide initiative called Stepping Up aims to support mental health clients so they don't get to the point where they're getting in trouble and going to jail and suffering more trauma. And this week, the county and the National Alliance of Mental Illness, or NAMI, put on public forums to provide education and outreach opportunities to anyone who's interested. I spoke with keynote speaker Elizabeth Siggins, who says the level of public enthusiasm and the passage of Measure B are encouraging signs that people in Mendocino County are serious about addressing mental illness.
I'm Elizabeth Siggins. I work as a project consultant with the Council of State Governments Justice Center. The Council of State Governments Justice Center has a national initiative called the Stepping Up Initiative to reduce the prevalence of people with mental illness in jails. And I work with counties across California to help make that real.
And how can you tell if you are making a difference?
One of the challenges we have right now is that people think the problem's getting worse. We don't actually even know that it is because we don't actually know what the prevalence is. So we've identified four measures that counties focus in on, and then we really encourage them to get baseline data and then to track that over time.
And are you able to assess how Mendocino County is doing?
Well, I can tell you that Mendocino County was the first county in California to pass a resolution, a Stepping Up resolution. And I can also tell you that this is a pretty unique experience to be doing this large of a public gathering in two different locations across the county. So in terms of whether or not the commitment is there and the interest is there, there's no question. This is pretty outstanding.
I spoke with another advocate for mental health clients who sits on the Measure B Citizens Oversight Committee. Jan McGordy is optimistic, but says there's room for improvement in a lot of sectors. She thinks Mendocino County needs more housing and more psychiatrists, both at the hospitals and in private practice.
My name is Jan McGordy. I'm chairman of the Behavioral Health Advisory Board, and I also serve on the NAMI Mendocino Board. So I'm really excited because this is the first time we've really had full participation. We had lunch with the speakers before the main event, and our public defender was there, our district attorney was there, Judge Mormon was there, probation was there.
You spoke about a family member cycling through hospitals and jails and going on meds, going off meds, and what are the gaps?
One of our biggest problems was that we had private insurance for him. And it took me 3 years to find out that the county specialty mental illness services only serve those on Medi-Cal. If you have private insurance, they don't serve you.
So what do you do?
That's the good question. Yeah, you try to find a psychiatrist, which is very, very difficult because nobody wants new patients. I mean, we have very few psychiatrists in our county to begin with, and most of them don't work full time. So, yeah, it's very difficult because without a psychiatrist, you can't get a diagnosis. Without a diagnosis, you can't get treatment. So it's kind of impossible to get preventive care if it's not recognized as an illness in the first place. A part of the thing that keeps it going is our lack of housing and support. So if someone is picked up on the street, like my son was, hopefully he would have been taken to a place where he could be assessed and then directed into some kind of treatment instead of relying upon either the family or the streets to take care of him. Because the family couldn't take care of him, and the streets is no place for him. So there needs to be some kind of treatment center, stabilization unit, where they have access to a bed and a doctor and medication and oversight.
Are you optimistic about what's happening from this forum?
I'm very optimistic, yeah. It's very exciting to see everybody who sat down together today and to hear Judge Mormon and to see the district attorney in attendance. It was very exciting.
And CEO Carmelangelo said she's ready to get serious about stepping up. She attended a presentation about it last year where speakers laid out the responsibility of county executives.
That presentation really made an impact on me. And I came back to work and decided that I I needed to be involved. And if you look at stepping up in Mendocino County, the board authorized $150,000 of general fund for 3 years, and nothing was ever done with that. And so finally, this year, the third year, the money is now with Health and Human Services, and we've actually been able to move on stepping up. And my hope now is in working with and supporting Health and Human Services, we will actually be able to really fully move on this initiative, hire a staff person, and really carry on and do the work of stepping up.
What would the staff person do, the person that you're thinking of hiring?
So right now we're all doing a part of stepping up, part of it being the community forums, part of it being the educational forums, and certainly the training that the police officers and the deputies have gone through. So this person would work to look at the Stepping Up initiative at the national level and look at what those steps and activities are, and they would be responsible for moving those steps forward here in our community. I think we're really on the road to improved mental health services, and it's finishing that sentence, Sarah, is really what it is. You know, it's not just about keeping mental health clients out of jail. It's not about keeping them out of the emergency rooms. It's getting those clients to where they need to be. And my hope is stepping up will do that.
For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Wright. We just heard from several people involved in a public forum about the Stepping Up initiative to help keep mental health clients out of jail.